No, this might seem like a familiar sort of place to arrive at. Not because you've been here recently, and not even because you decided to come. But just familiar in the way certain positions of the body are familiar. Like an instinct. Even if you paid more or less attention because your mind was somewhere else. A deeper part of you always remembers. Your lizard brain. And it can be pleasant to notice that about yourself, without having to do anything about it. Like when things happen automatically. There are some experiences that feel new only because they haven't been named yet, while others have names that don't need to be remembered to be felt. And once they're noticed, those sensations settle in, as if they'd always been waiting, until they stick. Right there, just beneath the surface. Patient in the way they were made to be. Similar to a story I heard once about a creature who spent a great deal of time making very small movements. Not the kind of movements people usually pay attention to, but the barely perceptible motions that slowly add up. The kind that happen when nothing seems to be happening at all. People used to wonder why the creature moved at all when it seemed so still. And if the creature could think, he would have thought to himself he wasn't moving so much as getting ready. And most people didn't know what that meant. But he did. And that was enough. You might notice that you don't need to understand something for it to work. He used to think about how warmth changes things. Not dramatically. And never all at once. But just enough. Enough that surfaces feel different. Enough that muscles behave differently. Enough that waiting stops feeling like waiting and starts feeling like exactly the right thing to be doing. And it's interesting how the body already knows how to respond to warmth, even before the mind begins to notice it rising. Because there is a difference between noticing and responding. Responding is something you do, while noticing is just something that happens. And you might notice how your body can respond to the growing sense of something deeper inside, long before your brain begins to notice how good it feels. The way your body makes contact with whatever is beneath it, not as a single shape, but as a series of points, where the warmth begins to gather. Noticing the way your weight distributes itself naturally, spreading outward and downward at the same time, allowing the pressure to grow in time with the idea of what this position means. There's no need to think about moving, because when the body needs to move, it would already be doing just that. Adjusting side to side, or back and forth, pressing into those places where the warmth gathers. 5. In barely perceptible motions that slowly add up. 4. The growing sense of some deeper drive that counts down. 3. To feel that natural impulse to respond without thinking. 2. Notice a familiar sensation rising with the movements, getting closer and closer with every one, responding to the automatic rhythms of the body that feel so comfortable to continue on in the background, tucked away behind the listening mind. Because warmth has a way of inviting arousal without asking for it, and arousal has a way of growing before you notice it, before you need to respond. Because sometimes a surface feels as though it has been waiting for you specifically. Not because it's soft, or hard, or comfortable in any obvious way, but because it fits. Like an ancient puzzle, as though the shape you are in right now is a shape that your body remembers with something more powerful than memory. And there are animals that understand this very well. They don't hurry warmth. They don't rush to feel it building within them. They place themselves where they know it will arrive, and then they let it do what it always does.